Hello, Nick with Backyard Acres Lawn Care.
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Backyard Acres Lawn Care.
Yes, that would be me.
Oh, hi. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good. Well, the reason for my call, Nick, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Backyard Acres on the first page of Google for your keywords there in the area. And I'm sure that you've used Google in your life, but have you done the search recently for lawn services in your area by any chance?
Every now and then I just pop in to see where I'm at.
You do? Okay, perfect. So you know when you do that search, it'll show the map of the local area. It pops up in the middle. Okay, and then next to that map, there's that list. So you probably saw like Pat & Sons or North Franklin Landscaping. Does that sound familiar?
Yep.
Okay, so
That's
where we'd be listing you. So now you'd be one of those top options when people search from there as well. And the reason you're getting this call today is they had one of those first page positions open up in that area. So all that really means is we're assigned to that area today. We'll be calling through to fill that open position there. And Google's rule for us in order to maintain our partnership with them is that we can work with one business per position. So that's how they ensure your placement. So once that position's filled there today, they stop all of these calls to the area. But they would have to be searching from within your service area in order to see you. So I know that Chambersburg is home base, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
For all mowing, I stick around about 6 to 8 mile radius for lawn mowing. Now for landscaping work, we will go out farther than that.
Okay, that makes sense. Is it just you or you and a partner or a crew?
Me and one guy.
You and one other, okay. And then I was looking for a website for you, and when I type the business name into the box, it'll show me all the different places that you've been listed online. And I see some directory listings and some great ratings. You're 5 out of 5 star rated, but I didn't see... Well, there's a Jobber. That's not a site, though, right?
That is my business site. I'm partnered with Jobber. And with that, they offer, with our partnership, they offer a free website and maintaining that website. I use them for all my billing and customer relationships and stuff like that.
Right. They have the whole system.
So they have the whole system. So that would be my... website there as well.
Is the Jobber. Okay. And then Facebook and Angie's. Okay. And then how long have you been in business there as Backyard Acres?
Since 2021. I bought an existing company out. It's been in business for about 30 years, but I changed it. I didn't buy the business name.
In 2021. Okay. Okay,
I bought it in 2021,
Right, okay. And then you see value in all of this being listed there at that moment people are searching in your local area?
Yes.
Okay, well...
I don't get a whole lot from Google because I don't really do much paying for advertisement there right now. I'm starting to get into more advertisement. I'm looking to grow my company here within the next 3 years. I'd like to have several crews going, so I'm at the process of growing my business right now.
Oh, well, it sounds like the timing might be good then. Okay, great. Well, why don't I do this? Why don't I pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there today? And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Yep, that sounds fine.
Okay, so the good news is you're under 5 years in business, so you can still, you can still qualify for the promotional rate that they have. It's a reduced rate just for our newer companies. So I'm grabbing my regional manager for the area, Nadine, to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now. And then, Nick, being that they have that area open for programming today, if we could make Google affordable, that's not a bad idea to list yourself there?
No. I have a free Google listing there, and I was just dabbling in some of their ads, but the way they have it set up there, that I have to create them all, and I really do not have the know-how to generate ads and stuff like that, and it was a little too complicated to actually run ads myself through Google.
Okay. Let Nadine know that too. That might be something that we can help you with as well. Hang on here.
Because I want to be able to run ads, but I really don't have the know-how to make those ads and everything else like that. I'm not that. I can run computers and everything else like that, but do photo editing and everything else like that, I'm not good at all.
Okay, we can definitely help with that. And here's Nadine.
Hi, Nick. Thank you.